Hey, William, it's Laura.
Yep, I called him and it's good to go.
All right, so let's try it.
It's good.
And it looks like it is going through.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so I put you down. Let me make sure the spot's still available. So we have you between Wednesday. Your call's going to be between 3 and 4. It did go through, which is perfect. Do you have, like, 10 minutes right now or no?
Do I have what?
Do you have, like, 10 minutes right now or no?
Yeah, I can give you 10 minutes. What do you want to do?
Okay, I just want to ask you a few questions so I can get these things down. William, do you want to put anybody else as an authorized user on your account?
Nah, I'll just keep the way it is for now.
Okay. That's fine. And what type of services do you offer? So what do you want to be found for, job-wise?
Well, you know, drywall repair, doors, painting, you know, flooring, whatever. You know, just anything. Like when I go to a place, if I don't feel comfortable doing it, whatever, or it's just like the customer wants too much for too little, I just tell them, you know, I'm too busy with something.
Do you do patios?
Yeah, you know, I've built a lot of different stuff as far as patios go.
Patios and decks.
Yeah. You know, like, tell you the truth, is like, I don't really want to get into building decks just because it's so time-consuming. Because I go build a deck, it's like, stuck in 3, 4, 5 days.
Okay,
you know, for
so
the
let's
most part,
not put decks.
No, for the most part, I'm better off to go off and do a bunch of those jobs. You know, but like a wood rot, termite repair, things like that, you know?
Wood rot repair. Okay. Is there any other specific, like, little jobs that you want to be found for?
You know, TV insulation, you know, TV mount, stuff like that.
Okay.
But now that you're asking me these questions, I'll be more assertive as far as thinking about that for the conversation tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So if you're going to think about that one, I'll make sure to put that in the notes. I have you down for a call between tomorrow at 3 to 4. And then you did tell me, you were licensed and insured, right? But just not licensed as a general contractor.
No, I got a business license to operate as a handyman.
Okay, perfect. So that, no, I was just saying perfect. That works just fine because we have you down as, you know, like handyman. So that's not a problem.
Right.
Go ahead.
But I do have insurance.
Okay, that's good. And then I don't remember, did you tell me if you had a Facebook account for the business or no?
I got my website, you know? I'm not hip to the skip as far as knowing what I should be doing for myself to help the business. So, you know, as I'm open to any suggestions, anything you say, hey, this works, you know, I know it does, this is what you need to do. Then I'll set aside a couple hours and tackle it. You know what I did last night? Is I went ahead and bought the Microsoft program for my invoices, and I did an invoice yesterday in about 10 minutes. It's so nice.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, okay. So then you don't have a Facebook page then, right? So we can help you build one. That's not a problem.
I mean, not for the business. I have one for my personal, but not for the business. But, yeah.
Okay.
I would love it. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's perfect. Now this is an option that you have. It's completely up to you if you want to add it or not. It's already included in the pricing. It's a call tracking feature. We would provide you with a phone number. Your clients would call that phone number, but the calls still go directly to your line, and it records all of the phone calls. So do you want to add that feature or no?
What do you recommend?
I recommend adding it, but some people don't like the fact that it's a different phone number that they have promoted their business for, so they don't want to confuse their clients. So that's typically why, our customers will not go for it. But our customers that don't really care, it's a great feature to add.
Well, yeah, I'll say this, like, everything I'm trying to do is like, it's not that I'm trying to build a great fucking relationship with my clients, but if I want to have a relationship with my clients, so it's like they want to call me, you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I think I better put my own phone number.
Your own phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
We're going to go from Clark Avenue in Orchid to the San Marie River Bridge. That little area, San Marie and Orchid. It's like, I don't want to go to Long Post. I'm really not trying to go to Los Alamos. You know, it's only 15, 20 minutes down the road, but yeah, I'm going to lose a half hour on the road to go make, a couple $100 and, you know, there's more than enough work right
exactly.
here. I'm closer to my house.
Okay. Okay, so just to be clear, I put down from Park Avenue Orchid to Santa Maria Bridge, correct?
Basically, yeah, you know, and my surrounding areas. I don't mind going to Sisquawk or something like that. You know, there's...
Do you have, like, a radius from your main location? Like, a certain...
Sure, let's call it 8 miles. For 8 miles.
8 mile radius?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay, got that down. And what are your hours of operation?
6:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 7 to 2, Sunday, 8 to 1.
All right, perfect. Now, the last thing that we're going to do is going to be the terms and conditions. So I'm going to send them over to you right now through text message. So that's going to go over everything that we're going to do for you. So just give me a second. I'm about to send it over. And then we're going to be done. And then, of course, the call's tomorrow. So we'll take over from there. Okay, I just sent it over to you, and if you can open it up, it's a terms and conditions. So that Google Business Profile, we're going to optimize it for you. We're going to do that directory submission for you. Also take care of Facebook ads. And if you scroll down a little bit more, it goes over the cost breakdown, which was the $348 today, but after that, it's just $249. It also goes into the seasonal hold. If you get really busy and need to pause your service, you can always do that. You can always cancel any time as well. It also says that there. The only thing I need you to do is just click on that I certify box and then type in your name exactly the way it looks with those capital letters and just confirm the signature. It's going to take you into the dashboard after that.
Hey, I put my name. Mm-hmm. And then it has date.
Yeah, don't worry about the date. You've got to just click on the box that says I certify and then type in your name. So William H. Is it correct we said Ofelt?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So just make sure you put capital W and capital H and O. And then when you confirm the signature, it'll take you into that dashboard. Now the dashboard, the credentials. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, you already did it.
Okay, we're good. Okay.
Yeah, so the dashboard, you're going to get the username and password within 5 to 7 days. Everything's already going to be emailed to you and text to you. Please think about the services that you want to be found for. And then tomorrow on our call, as long as I'm available, I'm going to call you to introduce you to the account manager. If I'm not available, they're still going to call you anyways. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Now, I'm going to send you out that email for the Google invite for tomorrow. If anything changes, please feel free to call me, text me, whichever you prefer. Oh, and actually, I have one last question for you. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You have three options. You can pick from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go city I was born in.
Slow. All right, and what city?
Slow.
Can you spell that?
S-L-O, which is San Luis Obispo.
Okay, perfect. All right, I got that down, and I will be giving you a call tomorrow. Let me know if anything comes up before that, okay?
Hey, Laura?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Like, out of all my advertising that I'm doing or have been doing, do you feel this will be the most advantageous?
So if I remember correctly, you're doing Angie's and Yelp, right?
Yes.
Yes. So personally, I don't like Angie. I don't remember what you told me your experience was, but 95% of my clients that come from Angie's hate it. And it's because
I sent them $350 on Friday, and they've already tried to hit me with over $100 in lead fees, and I called them and told them two of these people were too impatient. You know, like I was supposed to stop what I was doing and run over there to fucking do a job for $150. And it's like, if someone calls me and tells me, hey, this is what I want to do, cool, we can do this afternoon or I can schedule for tomorrow. Because like right now I'm already working. If someone said, hey, I need you right now, I can be there at 12:30. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to leave this client. I'm going to leave this client to go facilitate someone else that I don't even know yet. But like for me, it doesn't feel like good business because a bird in the hand is better than some bullshit in the wind, you know?
Exactly. So I personally don't like Angie's because of everything that I've heard. I mean, I hear so much bad stuff for a reason. So I would get rid of them if you can. Yelp, the thing I don't like about Yelp is that they kind of blackmail their clients. And they say, hey, if you pay this amount of money, we'll hide your bad reviews and put your good reviews there.
I got no bad reviews. Mm-hmm. No,
not you. Not you. I'm saying, like, other customers, what they
do.
Yeah. So that's personally why I don't like Yelp. Everybody uses Google. This is your best option because everybody uses Google. So it's completely up to you, you know, if you want to continue the other services, but I especially would get rid of Angie's just because of what I heard.
Yeah, well, I'm going to write out the Angie's list just a little bit longer to see if it's going to bring in some good income. If it don't, well, then I'll skip it, but, you know, I already gave them the $350 for the year, so I'm going to write it out for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have any other questions, you know, feel free to reach out. I am here to support you. Your account management team is going to be there to support you side by side as well. And we'll get everything started for you ASAP, okay?
Okay. So, well, I'm going to be on that first page like you talked about, right?
Yes, you're going to be on that first. Yes, on that first page where that local map section is, we're also going to be running ads for you on Facebook. So people are going to also find you there. Yelp, Yahoo, 60 plus directories. Now, when you have your call tomorrow, they will ask you what directories do you want to be on. If you want to be on all or just some of them, I mean, it's going to be completely up to you. But tomorrow is when they're going to go more into detail of exactly how you want your campaign to look. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of OMG National?
OMG National?
Huh?
OMG National?
Yeah.
No, but they're a marketing agency though, right?
Well, they kept calling me Chuck Simmons. He's like, yeah, you know, this is going to work out really good for you, you know, and we're going to get you a lot of clients. I sent them dudes, it's $400 a month, but I sent them $200 for the promo. And then the lady called me and she was, yeah, I'm making you 78 profiles, it's all organic marketing, this and that. And I said, well, what the hell is that mean?
Yeah.
I think I call her up, so I'm going to tell that dude Trump, you know what I mean?
Don't even worry about that. I actually, I wouldn't even worry about them in any type of way. I just don't even worry about them.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically I just want to do is I want to do advertising with two places, and that's it. You know, because as long as I get, my goal is to get 1 to 3 calls a day. Because I have a lot of big jobs going on that I facilitate. Like right now I'm doing a kitchen bathroom remodel. You know, but like I'm doing all the demolition, drywall, flooring, all that stuff, you know? So I got work here for a week. But with this job is I should be able to get some more work coming up so I can go facilitate that and then drop back to this, you know?
Yeah, that's why exactly. Mhm. Yeah. You should be fine. So this is going to take care of everything for you on that end. So don't even worry about it. And if any questions come up, just write them down. So on tomorrow's call, when we talk with you, we can definitely answer them for you. Okay.
Yeah. I really appreciate you coming aboard and help me, Laura. Thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you. We're going to keep in touch. All right. So let me know if anything comes up. All right. Sounds good. You have a good rest of your day.
Laura, real quick. I need to think about my list of services I want to offer to the community, right?
Yes. Think about the list of services. And if any other like cities come up that you want to get jobs in, just let me know so we can add it tomorrow.
Well, as I tried getting my business license for Slo County, but
I went there and paid it and stuff, but I never got it. So I got to call those guys and see what's going on, because there's a lot of good work in San Luis Obispo.
You know, well, all those okay. Yeah, but that's, find out. But we can still target that area, even though you might not have, you might not be licensed. But you obviously still want to be, you know, when you take the jobs, because if it's required, you want to make sure you have it. But we can always make those changes whenever you need to. And you can also, on the app that you're going to receive, you're going to be able to make those changes yourself or call us and we can do it for you. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and thank you again. Bye.
Thank you, William. Okay. Bye.